everybody. Here we are. It's Angel Answers on Wednesday, September 13th, 2023. We are from the Sacred Embers group on Facebook. And my name is Jan Drake Bakke. I'll be one of your co-hosts tonight. And we have Mary Hernandez, DC Love, and Peg Jones will be on later. Liz Pfister is off tonight. So I just want to say hello to the angels. Hi, angels. How are you?
Hello, Jan. Hello.
Hi.
Happy Wednesday.
Here we are again.
And yes,
it's wonderful
this is awesome.
To be with you. Yep.
Once
you again
is,
on our Wednesday night. I look forward to it.
And the energy is like it's really coming in strong. Wow. I could feel the beautiful
good.
Energy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yes.
Nice. Beautiful. Well, I'm going to go ahead and just read the bios of Liz and Peg, and then we'll go ahead and go around, and you both will do the same for yourself. So Liz Pfister is an intuitive and spiritual guiding light, the owner of River Maven Holistic Center in upstate New York. Liz is a healer, teacher, and practitioner of the spiritual and metaphysical life. Join Liz on Facebook at River Maven 77. Every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern for her live stream crystal singing bowl meditation. And I highly recommend that. I don't miss it. I listen to it every Tuesday night. And Peg Jones is an angelic life coach, energy healer of Reiki, IET, and a quantum healing modality. Also training as a sound healer using tuning forks, channeler of the angels, ascended masters, and card reader. Also uses light language to share as a healing modality, too. Peg is the author of Living in the Heart Place with Your Angels, Daily Angelical Whispers Throughout the Year, found on Amazon. That's her amazing book, and I highly recommend getting that book. It's just incredible. You can find the whole group of us on www.sacredembershow.wixsite.com/love. That's in the Sacred Embers group on Facebook, and there's a bunch of us in there, not just the Angel Answers show. I'll go ahead and read you some of the other shows that are taking place through our group. The one on Sunday is called Enter the Light Show. That's headed by Lynn Bleasdale, and her co-hosts are Jessica Marie Tatro, Tony Jorgensen, Marianne Adams, Elizabeth D'Onfrio, Linda Irwin, and Hawk. That's another incredible show. I recommend it highly. They are beautiful, talented people who give amazing messages. The one on Monday night is called Bridging the Gap Between Science and Spirituality. That's headed by Catherine Peoples and DC Love. That's a really remarkable show as well. They speak about healing and healing modalities. It's very interesting, and I wouldn't miss it. It's an incredible show. They give a lot of information and their experience of what they're doing. They're healers and they're doing healing in the week of a lot of people. So I wouldn't miss that show. The next show is called The Lighthouse, and it's with Shannon Johnson, Tina Godin, and Natasha Scott. They come on here and there, and so they put up their ad whenever they're going to be on. It's another beautiful show. And I highly recommend them. They're very talented people, again, sharing amazing messages. So it's a lineup, amazing shows we have here in the Sacred Embers group. And I'm just grateful to be part of them. Really, I'm proud of it. It's incredible. So anyway, I will do poems later, and my name is Jan Drake Bakke. I'm a psychic medium, and I give animal totems, and they are like a big part of my whole thing when I give readings, and they come to me immediately, so that's a big thing that I do. Or the animal totems, they are guides, they're healing guides for us, they're like angels, and they are truly all around us, they really are. So call upon them when you can. I do predictions, and they're on my website, www.wefindourway.com. I had a little information on the animal totems, and now I can't find it, so I'll just have to do that later. Anyway, Yeah, so my predictions are there. And I love giving predictions to people in general. It's just something that I like to do. It just sort of comes naturally to me. And I've been doing these world predictions every year. So, and I practice, you know, I'm still practicing at it, but I love doing it. So that's that. And then the poetry is one of my most favorite things to do. And I have poetry up on my website and my page on Facebook and on Twitter. So I'm trying to do collaborations with singers. That's what my dream is. I really want to do that using my words in songs. I'm looking forward to that. And so anyway, that's about it. That's what I do. And I'm going to go ahead and pass it right over to Mary Hernandez, the beautiful, lovely, and talented Mary Hernandez. Hi, Mary.
Hi, how are you? Thank you so much for that beautiful introduction of yourself. And I just have to say that being in your presence and being in this group with you and in the Sacred Embers has just activated me with seeing, you know, the future, because I've seen a lot of things. I'm being shown other, I had another like dream yesterday of things that are going to occur, I guess, in the future.
Really?
You know, you and I have discussed about the, you know, the spaceships where I saw, and I also discussed that with DC as well, my dreams or it's not really dreams. I feel like it's something that's going to happen. Obviously, that's what we're coming to, where, you know, our galactic star families are going to come in and help us. So, you know, it's just amazing. So thank you. So that's activated. I just have to get that animal totems activated. So I'm Mary Hernandez. As you guys heard, I'm an angel intuitive. I'm also a Reiki master, an ordained minister, a tarot and oracle card reader. I also do trans-channeling and healing. I also do numerology readings. And the greatest benefit of a numerology reading is the gift of insight. It also provides you with a roadmap so you have an idea of where you're going and what to expect along the way. It covers your potential and shows you what you have the ability to achieve. It also helps with planning your future. I use one, you know, every month. Obviously, I've done the beginning of the year, I do one for myself, and I just look at every month. It actually kind of guides you what it is that you should focus on. So last month was about self-love, and this month is about going to get it, getting that dream, you know, creating that dream of mine and creating that future. You know, co-creating with spirit as well. And so with that reading, I give you a forecast for the year with your reading. It's very detailed. It also tells you your karmic lessons and debts. And thankfully, I only had two of the ones that I already learned, so which was really great. And I'm also a candle creator. One of the healing candles I create is Mother Mary. And it's the Mother Mary candle is infused with love, blessings, and healing, and it's scented with rose oil. And all my candles are made with soy wax, which is not harmful to your health or that of your pets, or which I say family, because I have a grandbaby dog who I love very much. And it comes in a beautiful blush ceramic jar with also a rose quartz heart. And flowers all over it. And besides my healing candles, I also create a Reiki-infused healing candle for all the chakras. I also create beautiful baskets for any occasions or single candles for purchase. I also have crystal origami pyramids, crystal necklaces, crystal keychains, and what else do I have? I'm not sure. Okay. And then the organized movement. Actually, I wanted to tell people that it really helps to filter and balance energy fields in our environment, and it also aids in strengthening your body by converting that low frequency energy into a higher frequency. So the low frequency we're getting is the EMF, all these, cell towers, everything, cables, everything, you know, we're getting all this radiation. So it kind of helps because it has copper in them, it has crystals in them, so it's grounding. So, you know, I have those. I have not posted them on my website, but I will post a picture later on of the ones that I have available right now. And what else did I want to talk about today? So I wanted to mention, I was trying to see if Peg came on because I wanted to talk about, I've been raving about energy enhancement system. And, you know, it's basically, it generates multiple bioactive life-enhancing energy fields into scalar waves, which can allow cell regeneration, improve circulation and immune function. It reduces inflammation, provides relief from pain, detoxifies the body, elevates your mood, and assists in balancing your right and left brain balance, and for optimal meditation and sleep states, increasing cell membrane potential, mitochondrial and stem cell activity and energy levels for optimum function. I have to say that since I started using or going to the energy enhancement system here in Dublin, Ohio, called Awakening Light Energy Center here in Dublin. It's Dan and Barbara, the owners. I love them so much. My gosh, I feel like family, definitely soul family. And I have to say my energy levels have increased. My meditations are even, like, I'm able to connect even higher. While I'm there, just like, I just see so much, I feel so much energy around me. My crown just totally opens, like the whole electric field around me, I feel it. So I just can't say enough about, even if, you know, just read up on it. It's called the Energy Enhancement System, and it's just amazing. I know it works for me. I know Peg Jones. I had mentioned it to Peg, I think, in conversation, and I think she's using it as well. And I know I just have great things to talk about it. I mean, I'll know for sure. I'll be taking my physical next week in New York. So I'll just let you guys know. And it's supposed to help with blood circulation and everything. So I just want to make sure, you know, everything – I know everything is well, but, you know, it's always good to have that doctor visit. But, yeah, I just had to say that because it's just phenomenal. Can't talk enough about it. And, you know, it's helped with cancer. It's helped ADHD, you know, any disorders, chronic fatigue syndrome, depression, diabetes, you know, it's helped, you know, people with those conditions. And, you know, I didn't have any of those. I just wanted to feel the energy and feel my energy field and just be high vibration, just have that flow, help me with sleep. Sleep has been wow. I could literally go to sleep like at 9 p.m. sometimes. Which I've never been able to before this. Before this, I think you guys know I'm always online. I used to be online like 1, 2 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is really late. You know, it's something that I need at rest. So I'm resting more. My sleep patterns are much better. So I thank the EES system for that, you know. And, of course, diet, with that comes, you know, the proper food intake, right? So we need to eat properly, more plant-based foods. Like for me, I love plant-based foods. And that's what I'm geared toward right now, you know, and homegrown. Like I'm trying to go to local farmers here in Ohio and buy stuff from them because it's just so much nicer. It's so much cleaner. It doesn't have all the, you know, toxins, these bigger, you know, giants put on the foods and vegetables. So I'm just so happy about that. And then I just wanted to say earlier, You know, tomorrow's the new moon, and I wanted to discuss that. It's so great to, you know, set your intentions for the new moon. And I think, you know, I'll post over, like, some new moon affirmations. Like, for instance, I reclaim my power and embrace new beginnings. I am manifesting all that aligns with my highest potential. I invite all forms of abundance into my life. I shine my light with ease. I forgive myself for the past, and I'm open to the good ahead. I allow love to fill me. And of course, that's also self-love, right? Because we first, in order to attract love, we need to be love. We need to radiate love and compassion to you, but to others as well. So I just wanted to say that. And then I was listening to Pam Gregory. I know I'm ranting on and on, but I have so much things to share earlier today. And she mentioned she's doing a global, well, not she. She mentioned that we as a collective should do a global meditation. And she said 7 p.m. UK time. And it's because we are all powerful co-creators of this new earth that we are building, this new earth that is an amazing new place, I mean, earth that we are building together. And so she said at 2 p.m., it's 7 p.m. UK time, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, it's great to come together to build a more beautiful, compassionate world. You know, in the quantum, anything that you focus on expands and creates, and you can create it. So I feel that if we can all come together at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you know, and at least for 15 minutes at that time, everyone, she has like 35,000 views. So can you imagine the magnitude if we co-create this beautiful world together, that no one is above anyone, that everyone is one, that we are all one, and that we all can co-create this beautiful world where, you know, we can have plant-based foods, eat from our own homegrown fields, and there's no, like, hierarchy, you know, it's just we're all the same level, and we're all, like, loving each other, and you know, just envisioning that, and I'm going to post her actual video on YouTube on my page. So if you'd like to check it out, because she actually visualizes. So she's helping you visualize what it is like, everyone loving each other, no one, you know, like not liking each other, and everyone being one, like oneness, you know, and that's what I always say. Like, I want to, I know this world can be, that we all can be one person. You, like, you know, all created equal. We're all created equal. And we're all children of God. And it's just, you know, just remembering that. So, anyway, before I continue on and on, but I just wanted to post that. I'll post that on my Instagram and Facebook. That way people can look at it. It, again, it's 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Sundays only, but if you want to do it every day,
Sunday.
It's fine. So, yeah. So
okay.
I'm going to switch it over to DC because I could continue talking and talking.
I love hearing about it, Mary. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, it was really beautiful. Everyone, I'm just going to give you the cliff notes. I'm a small, medium, at large, a spiritual jack of all trades, and a telephone to the divine. And Mira, you mentioned like the aliens. My first encounter as an adult with an alien is I had a visitation from a Syrian alien. And the Syrians are those type of aliens that in spite of having like a humanoid structure, they prefer to live around and in the water. They're aquatic aliens, and you can find them by the oceans, the lakes, anywhere where the water is of huge depth. And they're known to have come from Sirius B star system. So I had a, you know, a visitation at night, and this is how I connected with this one amazing Syrian alien. And he was just like, an amazing blue color. I mean, just totally amazing, but there was no anything. And he flew down from the sky, and he had a little white dog in his shoulder, and he landed in my living room, and we were just all watching television. And the first thing I noticed is I was saying, oh, my gosh, you're really tall. But then I could feel his energy. He was so friendly. We never spoke with him. He stood with myself and my family, but there was never any fear. And I did connect with other people that do what we do, and I asked, and they too felt like there was nothing, you know, to be afraid of, and he was, you know, a very friendly alien. So that was my first adult encounter. Yeah, that was my first adult encounter with aliens. So as I was saying to Mary earlier, I've been seeing Queen Elizabeth all over the place. And it's just like really, really funny because Jackson ended up, we were doing like, you know, like a movie marathon over the weekend. And I said, Jackson, what movie are we going to watch next? And it was so funny because he picked the Queen's Corgi. And, you know, Queen Elizabeth loved her corgis, her beautiful dogs. And this was just like a really, really funny movie. So I want to go back. She's asking me to, you know, read the message that I channeled last September. And here's the message I had from Queen Elizabeth. I heard the song Amazing Grace, and then I saw the beautiful picture of Queen Elizabeth. And she was a queen by the grace of God, serving with unwavering commitment to her duties for over 70 years. She was the epitome of grace and goodness to the world. And she asked everyone to pray for her, despite their religion, that God would give her the wisdom and the strength to carry out the solemn promises that she would make to God and her people all the days of her life. And God did answer her prayers. Her faith guided her life as well as her work. So here is her message. And wishing you all a good evening, I, Queen Elizabeth II, come before you with great love. I was blessed to rule longer than any other monarch in Britain's history. I am forever grateful for the blessings of my home and family, and I am also equally blessed to have spent 70 years of marriage to Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh. He served as the longest-serving royal consort in history. You've got to remember, we weren't expected to be around that long. And with that being said, please remember that grief is the price that we pay for love. Please spend quality time with those that you love and show love and kindness to your neighbors, no matter what race, creed, or color they are. Help them and become friends. Put past differences behind you and move forward. Whatever life throws at you, work together and share the load. There are so many distractions happening in the world right now. And there's change and major transition that are still coming. This transition is going to be significant. Please do not forget how amazing it truly is to be living in this world at this time. No matter what you are seeing right now, you have to have faith and believe that good is coming. I heard a voice from heaven say, it was time for me to rest from my labor. The day thou givest has ended, and the angels then escorted me upward to heaven. I am with our Lord and all those that I love who have gone before me. Heaven celebrated my arrival with a rainbow over Windsor Castle and a double rainbow over Buckingham Palace. These were both beautiful signs of God's goodness, as well as my faith in Jesus. Christ's example has always helped me to see the value of doing small things with great love. Please remember that each day is, in fact, a new beginning, and just take small steps forward daily. This will lead you to lasting changes, no matter your age. There is always something to look forward to, always. And remember, work is the rent that you pay for the room that you occupy on earth. Life goes by so fast. Let us not take ourselves too seriously. As I look back to the year 1992, the only words that come to mind, and from one of my trusted correspondents, it has turned out to be anus horribilis, meaning a horrible year. It was a surprisingly glum year. Oftentimes, I reflected back to childhood, and I thought, I should be like a horse. Those were some of my happiest moments. As queen, I worked really hard to stop abusive treatment to those beautiful, amazing creatures. But I have to say, I also love corgis, owning more than 30 throughout my lifetime. I loved all animals in all shapes and sizes, even pigeons, as well as going on hunting and fishing and shooting expeditions. My headscarves and galoshes were as recognizable as my handbags and colorful outfits. I wore bright colors to make sure that my subjects saw me. If I wore beige, no one would even know who I am. I think maybe I've spoken a little too long. I just want to thank you all for listening. And I have to say, I watch over the royal family with unconditional love, but I do send my love to each of you as well. So please, you know, say a prayer for us and for everyone, and know that you are always in my heart. And one of the last things before I go, I just want to say I was crowned queen in 1953 at age 27. And my goodness, what a horrible carriage ride. It wasn't comfortable at all. And my ride with the angels, I have to say, was like riding on a cloud. And my crown was so heavy that if you leaned forward too far, you could actually break your neck. Okay, well, I do think that's quite enough. Have a blessed day and have a blessed show. And ladies, you truly are angels. Thank you for your service. I just love this beautiful group. So that was the message, one of the messages that I had gotten from Queen Elizabeth, and she's been around. So I guess she knew that I was, you know, going to be on the show, and she wanted her message heard. But Mira, you talked about love earlier, and the other message that I got, allow the angels to help you call in your soulmate. Call upon the romance angels. You don't need a dating service. Just visualize that special someone as if they are already here, and be clear about what you are wanting. Make sure your heart is open to the love that you desire. But make sure you love yourself first. It all begins with you. Fall in love with you and do nice things for yourself. Buy those flowers that you treat yourself to something nice. And enjoy your own company. Make a list of the qualities that you want your soulmate to have. And don't forget to mention those things that you know, would see as deal breakers, the qualities that may have not worked out in previous relationships. Be specific and be as detailed as you can, because this is a really, it's a special order. And in fact, it is designed just for you. And if there's anything holding you back from the love you desire, you've got to clear it, and you've got to align with your loving desires. Be authentic, and don't be afraid to hide parts of yourself that you may feel are undesirable. Remember, we are all perfectly imperfect, and allow your soulmate to fall in love with all of you. Don't forget about Archangel Raphael. He can help you to find that Mr. or Miss Right, as well as helping your heart to heal from past love experiences and help you to open up to future love. We also have Archangel Shamuel, the angel known for peaceful relationships, and she comes in with Raphael to guide you to know who you are seeking. She will help you to find peace within yourself, and then you will be able to see it in others. We have Archangel Michael that's coming in, and he will help you to have that healthy relationship. Archangel Raguel is also coming in, and he's the angel of harmony, and he's going to help with communication. Keeping an open line of communication is truly key. Mother Mary is with us now to help you to see the divine perfection that you have within each of you. She will help you to fall in love with yourself, which, of course, is needed if you are looking for love. And Jesus is coming in to help you find that special someone as well. You were not created to be alone, and we were all created to give and receive love. Is this your season of love? If it is, allow your heart to reawaken and claim the love that you desire, because love is your birthright. And this is just a little soulmate prayer that I had found. Dear God, loving essence of all there is, please fill me with your sacred presence. I ask for your love and guidance and for your blessings as I explore the deep reaches of my heart. I ask for your assistance in releasing that which stands in the way of true love. My heart is pure. My intentions are clear. Please bring to me my most perfect partner. I seek a partner who enhances me by his or her very being, who brings more love, joy, peace, and prosperity into my life. someone who I can love fully and who can fully receive my love, who loves, honors, and cherishes me completely and always. May my heart be open and my head be clear. May my life be ready to welcome true love. May I be embraced in a circle of your love and uplifted by your grace, and so it is. Know that your prayers have been heard and they are being answered, and you've got to believe and get ready. Love is coming your way. Feel the excitement of being united with your soulmate. So that's what I have for this evening, ladies.
Wow. And so it is, and I am ready. And my list is so specific. Just like you said, I put everything from previous relationships that did not work. That's on the list where that's not acceptable. So, yeah, you have to be very specific. I agree.
But she's saying just be careful, because sometimes that amazing soulmate may look a little bit different than we, you know, might think.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so sometimes, you know, if you find, you know, tall, dark, and handsome, he may be a little bit shorter with blonde hair, not dark hair. And allow the angels to guide you to that perfect soulmate, because we don't want to pass someone by that we may overlook as well, you know?
Oh, yeah. I don't put tall, dark, and handsome. Yeah, no, I just put, like, you know, that handsome part is not in there. It really is the soul, right? Soul to soul.
Yeah.
It's not so much the looks. It's more the soul to soul connection. Yeah.
Well, Jennifer just wrote on the bottom, she wants to see his tax returns for the last 4 years to make sure you can give you the abundance you're worthy of. So,
that is so funny. Well, oh my gosh, that was so great. Thank you. Thank you for a refresher.
Welcome. Oh, you're welcome. And now we're going to listen to those amazing poems, Jan.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. But first, I wanted to say thank you both for your words, and I could listen to both of you forever, I think. And do you see when you were talking about the alien, what are they called again? The Syrians? Yeah, those are the ones that I'm sort of matched with when I've when we've done things about how we would be matched with certain star systems. Anyway, Syria was mine. But anyway, when you were talking about them and the one that came to visit, I was getting blue all over the place. And then when you said blue, I went, oh, my gosh, yes. So that was me. And so anyway, and then when you talked about Archangel Chamuel, I immediately got this warmth that went right through my body. Immediately.
Beautiful.
I was like, wow. Beautiful. So now I want to look them up more. And I just, wow. So anyway, okay,
you know,
I will go.
Earlier, and I've previously, Jan, like, even when we start the show, like, our energies merge. And, you know, it's a synergy of between, you know, the co-hosts, you know.
Yeah.
So whenever I connect with you and things, just as Mary said, you know, that synergy of energy just, you know, like it bursts and it's there. It's truly amazing.
Yeah. I totally agree. Completely.
Yeah.
So I'm going to, since I saw the blue, I have a tiny poem that's called The Blue, so I'll just go ahead and start with that one. And it goes, a few words of inspiration can make restoration in seconds that could be twisted for days otherwise. The blue is communication for you. And this one says, some words of wisdom. Welcome, September. Stay humble but bountiful. Stay grateful but soulful. Stay gentle but powerful. Stay discerning but joyful. And this is called Virgo and Vibrant for the September month. I vibe Virgo in my smiles and laughter. That is for sincerity, honesty, and being a little obsessive, maybe even vibing the hereafter. It's a Virgo thing, so clean and tidy to a fullest extent. But our true magic is always Virgo and vibrant. And this one's called Your September Sunflower Skies. Wishing your September full of sunflower skies where healing is plentiful and love is without demise.
while breathing in sunflower smiles and releasing old trials and bringing in new lifestyles, wishing your September wonderment here and across the miles with always through some sunflower skies. And this is called the Ditch Woods Dance Poem. And when you came out of that ditch to leave the old behind, to step into a new beginning, the renewal of your body and mind, to dance with joy and with all of your heart, to allow your soul to be free and to get a fresh start. And this went right into Earth Angel. Earth Angel, you are a clean slate, a brand new story. It's a new Earth Day, Earth Angel. You are mystical, magical, and full of God's glory. Remember not to judge yourself, Earth Angel. Remember that you are an Earth Angel. Remember who you are. You can rise and shine in many realms. You can fly through the universe, sparkling like a shooting star. You are no longer here to stop your quest. Allow the universe to fan your flame. You are here to be to live your dreams and to be your highest and best. It is your time now. There is no more blame. Earth Angel, you are a clean slate, a brand new story. It's a new day. Nothing is the same. A new year, you are mystical, magical, and full of God's glory. Remember not to judge yourself. Remember all is well. Remember all is well. And so that was that one. And this one's called Shine on Me. Shine on me. Let the divine rays permeate my soul. I let it bathe in me. In this light, heal me as I feel it again begin, as I become whole. And this says to claim, letting go of blame, letting go of shame, surrendering to God's name, a sacred life for ours to claim. And this one's called Street Signs Soul Train. Get off the complain train and get on the soul train, traveling at the speed of angels, making its way to heavenly town, and doing this without a frown. Check out Forgiveness Lane and No Bitterness Drive, or that one street called No Longer in Pain, or the other one called I Am So Grateful to Be Alive. How about that little town to stop in, I'm Happy and Free, where they serve fresh coffee, pie topped with joy and laughter regularly, or check out that park called My New Life Starts Now. Colorful flowers, delighting scents. We are going to be okay. Get ready. Now! always His, Jesus, God, the universe. You might be disconnected or lost, but you are still worthy, wondrous. You might be confused, scattered, or challenged, but you are still called. You might be afraid. You might be alone, but you are still always His. And this one says, I am part of you. You are part of me. Let's live in this life more peacefully, shall we? And this says, try to hold others who have hurt you in the light. This will lessen the pain and betrayals. And the last few, divine creation. We are part of the divine circle of creation, connected to it, and it is part of us. In our entire makeup, we are connected, celestial, innate material. We are the vast universe. We are the earth. We are tiny drops of this brilliance in the tree of life. And this says, take a stance, dance fingers. Let yourself have a chance to discover that you are part of the dance. Wherever you are in the day, do a pose or turn. It doesn't matter which way. Let your muscles burn. Move your body and start to feel the beat. It's so fun. Here go your feet. There's always a place where we can take a stance or leap or point or prance. Find a time to let your body move. Then turn on the music and get a groove. It's time to take a chance to dance. All the way from your fingers to your toes, time to take a stance. Your body already knows. And this is Peace Vibes, Chaos, Be the Peace. Send the world calm vibes for joy to increase. And this one says, speak peace. Speak peace to your enemies, then peace will be with them. Pray for peace to our foes, as peace will be blessed on them as a precious gem. And the last two, it came upon me. It came upon me. It was getting closer and so warm. It was light. It was gold and yellow. It was so bright, but there was no need for alarm. I saw these beings. They had no wings. They were angels and guides. I knew then they were in front of me and by my side. They said everything about me was okay, that I was loved and I felt accepted. So much of my life has been a struggle. Some of it I've been so rejected. It was a miracle. I knew they had come to see me, but it wasn't my time yet. But now I know that feeling as it came upon me. And the last one is a fairy poem. She hears chimes, pings, rings, bells of those present and those past. She travels through the astral air on animals,
on butterflies and dragonfly wings, they are heaven sent. She looks through the eyes of pure awareness and delicacy. They are gifts from her soul. It is what the spirit brings. The life of a fairy is a tale unto their own. They share their magical dust to all who dare, to all who need them, to any who give credence to them. Some will be silent. Some will make themselves known. Look around. They are closer than you may know. Be blessed. They may be on your pillow. And that's that.
That was absolutely amazing.
Those are beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
You know what? Her energy is bouncing off the walls here. And because of you, I wrote this little one last year for the new moon's energy.
Yeah.
And it was
right.
Just because of you. Do you feel the new moon's presence? She calls your name. With each lunar cycle, we are never the same. Her energy magnifies change and helps us to grow, providing possibilities more than you know. So set your intentions, observe what you see. Growth can begin to happen in the blink of an eye, illuminating your journey like the stars in the sky. Start something new or go deeply within. Harness her energy before you begin. Whatever you do, take a moment to reflect, then get ready to move forward. But with technology, take time to disconnect. Write down clear intentions. Choose an affirmation or two. Connect with your truth. Manifest and bring the new moon's energy to you. A gentle reminder before I go, if you're consistent during this moon's phase, it promises freedom, opportunities, dreams that come true, happiness and fulfillment all await you. Shoot for the moon. Even if you miss, you'll land among the stars.
Wow, that's amazing, DC.
Wow, that's beautiful.
I love
yeah.
that.
Well, that's
gosh.
Because of Jan's energy inspired that, so.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
Thank you.
Fantastic.
Thank
I mean,
you.
You're channeling. Your channelings are, like, beyond this world. And, they literally are beyond this world. But you're a poet, too. Oh, my gosh. That was amazing.
She's a jack of all trades.
I know.
When we're around Jan, everybody
really can.
Yeah. True, yeah.
Back your energy. When we do it to each other, it's crazy.
Yeah, we do.
That, I know.
That's beautiful.
I love that.
But
I hope you post
you know,
that.
Love
your
energy. It's so beautiful. Really, really beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Well, ladies, do you think we're ready to pick our first caller?
Yes.
I
think we are.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. Okay, area code 646. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
He's bugging the fuck out. I'm sorry. That was
hello?
A little, that don't, but that was the ball head. Uh-uh. Mm-mm. Here's some music.
Hello?
I have a boyfriend. I'm not leaving.
Okay. Okay. I think they were talking to someone else.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know what? It's really funny. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
It's about
we'll
a boyfriend.
Just back in.
All right. Okay. We'll pick up our next caller. Okay. Area code 11. It's a Skype caller. 111-111-1111, ladies.
Wow.
Hi, can I have your first name? Hello? Oh, boy. What is going on today? I thought
yeah,
I heard
crazy.
Hello, didn't you? Okay, so let's go to the next caller. Area code 203, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name? Hello?
Oh, my goodness.
Area code
203?
Hmm.
This is crazy.
Okay. Okay.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me go back to caller number one and see. Area code
hello?
646. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
My first name is Teresa. How are you?
Hi, Teresa.
Okay.
Do you have a question for us this evening?
Yes. Just wanted to see, I'm trying to do a move, and I want to see if you, when do you, when is the best time to sign a lease? I'm not taking any apartment, just the apartment that I really want, the place that I really want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, yeah, wanted to see if you think it'll be happening in September this month or maybe the beginning of October.
Hi, Teresa. It's Jan.
Hi, Jan.
Sorry,
how are you?
Hi. Good. How are you?
Not bad at all.
Yes. So I'm sorry to give you a hold there. I'm looking for goldfish because that's what I see this goldfish so bright for you. And it's not in my book, so I'm looking it up on the thing here, and it says goldfish totem is one of the most ancient symbols. It's said to bring good luck, abundance, and prosperity. The goldfish is also a symbol of fertility and new beginnings. Goldfish totem is a popular choice for looking to start a new business or expand the current one. So, I mean, this is an excellent animal for moving, you know, for starting getting into a new place. And as far as the timing, we're already in September. Gosh, I kept hearing September, so maybe it's the next year, September. I wasn't feeling it right now, right away, but doesn't seem like it's going to be that long. I just wanted to give you see what a couple think more. It says about goldfish. Goldfish symbolisms ask you to endure hardships. It inspires you, though, to keep pushing forward despite any opposition. And you have what it takes to thrive in any situation. There it is.
Uh-huh.
I think that's why I wanted to read that because I wanted to give that message to you. You have what it takes to thrive in any situation.
I think you're picking up on two moves because I'm going to be moving to New Jersey in a few weeks and then I'm moving to Georgia, but I probably won't get the place until like next year, like next September.
There you go. Okay. That makes sense because I just kept hearing September. And so you're moving here in September for the first one, and then the next one you think it might be a year. That makes sense to me. So you're going to Georgia? That's your first move?
Yes. No, my first move is
okay.
To New Jersey. Yeah, that
is New Jersey.
Week.
I see. All right.
I have to do that first. Yeah, that's first.
Okay. Good. Well, I mean, that sounds right to me then, because that's what I'm getting. So, and then you're going to move to Georgia in a year, probably, maybe.
I probably get the place that you're picking up on in September. September of 2024. That's what I'm thinking.
September 24th?
Yes, September 2024. It's in Georgia.
For Georgia. Yeah, okay. Well, that makes sense because that's what it feels like to me, too. So there you go. And you've got a good animal with you. You're gonna thrive in any situation. So, and goldfish is all about new beginnings. So that's a perfect animal for you. So I'm just going to pass it right over to DC Love. And there you are.
Thanks, Jan. Jan, I was seeing the number 9. Took it as September. But right now, I was getting, like, Teresa, you're at a crossroads, and you really have to make, like, clearer decisions and really consider the decisions you're making, okay, because the changes that you, you know, make during this time is going to have, you know, a really big, effect on your life. So I'm getting, you know, before you move and everything, just take time to let go of all that no longer serves you. I did, like I said, I saw September, but then for the second move, I felt like the air was a little bit colder, so it might have, you know, it might even be in, like, the winter months for the second move. Okay, so that's what I was getting. But I'm getting also, I would like, just wait, I feel like you should be getting some kind of money that maybe you weren't expecting. Okay.
Oh, yes.
Money coming, and, you know. So I'm getting just, you know, when it comes, please use it wisely. Okay? And you're going to have to, like I said, take it slow with everything is what I'm being shown. Just take it slow.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do everything the right way. And I keep seeing, like, these pennies from heaven. They're coming in. And I feel like with the money that's coming in, my dog Ginger is coming in. She's saying it's not chump change. This is big money that you could even make a large purchase. Okay?
Yes. That's why I need to buy that place.
But just be careful in the interim. Like, don't – you got to watch, like, what you're doing. So, like I said, I did see 9 as soon as you asked the question, and then Jan said September. And then, you know, then you continued to say about a second move, and I felt like it was a little bit colder during the second move. Are you thinking about, like, your childhood, or are you having memories, like, past – because I feel like you're like, I could see like different things in your head going around that you're thinking about, maybe stuff from the past, something that affected you in your childhood.
Yes, I am, because of a specific reason. Yeah, I am.
Okay. And again, like I said, then I, you know, after asking that question, there's the money. I you know. So just,
that's a
just hold on.
That you're picking up on. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I do see Archangel Gabriel coming in, and she's just a very loving archangel, and, you know, people, she sort of swerves for, and she could help you with motivation, and forward. She could help you, like, going forward, maybe needing, okay? Do you like the color, like copper bracelets or copper jewelry or anything like that?
Yes, I like the Pandora bracelets, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and copper, okay, because that's just saying that Archangel Gabriel is around you if you're attracted to copper like that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, she can help you, you know, with communication, with safe travels, which you'll want to have, of course. Okay?
Okay.
And to you do move, like if it is colder weather, if you have any weather concerns, call upon Archangel Gabriel. Teresa, that's what I have for you. I hope it helped.
Oh, yeah,
and
definitely helped.
God bless you with everything, Teresa.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, Teresa. Wow, beautiful
reading.
This is Mary. I got 11 for you. So I picked up from the cards of time for you, and it says 11 weeks or 11 months. And I feel more like 11 months for you. And then I wanted to pick up another card. They told me to get a postcard spirit for you. And then this is the message that came through. Do you know how much we love you and want to help you? We are here for you, and we hear you ask for guidance, but you must let go and let us help you. You don't have to do it all. You've done your part. Now let us do ours. You would be awestruck if you knew how many strings were being pulled through the matrix to give you what you need and desire. Spirit has a plan, and when you up to co-create, to be a co-creator, you need to remember to allow the partnership. It's not one-sided. Your desires and plans meet up with those of spirit. Remember, though, spirit's timetable and ideas of how things will play out may be quite different from yours. Trust us, spirit's ideas are amazing. Now let go and let us do the magic. Pay attention to other areas of your life, and before you know it, a miracle will have taken place. We love you so much, and so is like highlighted. And in the back, the dove, a swan, I'm sorry, and it says with love. So with love from spirit. And what I'm hearing is let go and let God. You know, sometimes we need to let go of that wheel. I have. And everything, you know, starts flowing in. As soon as you say, I let go, I let God, I let go, I let the angels work for me. I let spirit help me for my highest good, my highest and greatest good. And you'll see how many things will turn around for you. You know, because spirit's time is not our time. You know, it's totally different.
Yes.
Being longer or even faster. So I hope that's helped you, Teresa.
Yes, it has. Yes.
Okay, so God bless, and have a great night. I'll put you on hold so you continue listening to this show. And thank you for
calling.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Wow, that was awesome.
It was. Wow.
That really was.
Yeah. Okay. So let's see. Let's try this number. Area code 860. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, it's Amala.
Hi, Amala. How are you?
Good. It's been a while.
I know. It has. Wow.
Yes.
How are you doing, Amala?
You know, I was telling this somebody yesterday, it feels like popcorn is popping. That's the feeling of the energy.
Oh, yes, it is. It's brewing. It is brewing.
Yeah.
We need to get
and some
ready
kernels
for
are
co-creation.
Some kernels are taking its own time versus other ones are just popping away. So it's funny. Yeah.
But always remembering we co-create. You know, with a spirit, and you know, and we're the co-creators of our life. So, do you have any question for the angels tonight?
Yeah, that was.
Oh boy, she got dropped.
Did she pop off? Oh.
Yeah, that was weird.
I see a tiger for her. I have a tiger for her in a tree.
Yeah, she'll probably call back. Let's see. That was weird.
I heard her talk for a little bit, and then I couldn't hear anything.
Yeah. It's like her call dropped. Okay.
Hmm.
We'll go back to her as soon as she calls again. Let's pick up this caller. Okay, we're going to pick up this Skype caller. Hi, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name? Hello?
Oh, this is crazy.
Yeah, it is.
My goodness.
Really?
Oh, wait.
Gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, let's see.
Wow.
Hello.
Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, it's Pat.
Hi, Pat. Do you have a question for us this evening?
I do. I'm really kind of freaking out. I just got a new used car, and the fan won't turn off, and it's been running for almost 2 hours now with my car off. And I'm wondering if you can see if I'm going to get this. I've got a job with a very...
I went to a service station and have them... Look at it.
Yeah.
There's no it's nighttime. There's no service stations that would. Service stations are just people behind glass now. There's no one there. Can you?
You have no emergency place to go, huh?
Do you have AAA? AAA would be helpful.
Okay, can you tell if this is going to be fixed and I'm going to be able to drive tomorrow?
Well, what I was getting, Pat, this is Jan, was there, I saw like a posse of cats all together coming to rescue you. That's what I'm seeing. I literally am seeing them. There's like four or five of them and they're coming in. They've come in to just completely rescue the situation. So I would think so. And because usually when I see the animals, I see one at a time, most of the time. You know, sometimes I see groups, but this is a group. And so I think you probably will find a group to handle this. I'm just concerned that what time at nighttime, you know, there's got to be something open somewhere.
No.
But, ooh,
there's,
nothing,
there's
huh?
Not. The gas stations around here have people behind glass, and they don't come out for anything. I'm in the city.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I would call the district for automotive assistance with AAA, Jan, right? Because if the fan is operating with the car off, you might be draining your battery.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
Exactly.
And I have a new job with a very demanding 93-year-old woman tomorrow, and I just don't want to miss that.
Yeah. Just in case, could you take a lift in the morning to your client? You know, get someone
lift?
To come pick you up. The lift, you know, the lift people.
It's going to be too expensive for me.
Okay.
Excuse me. Do you know what apartment Miss Lily's in?
Who?
Miss Lily.
Uh-oh, I don't know who that is.
Richard. Michael Richardson.
Uh-oh.
The guy who takes care of his mother on the first floor.
Oh, Michael?
Yeah.
No, I don't know the person.
Okay. Thank you. Okay.
But I completely agree with completely agree with DC Love with the calling. Can you call the
auto
is
club? Well, ours is called Triple here, but the automotive club, and they'll dispatch, you know, someone that'll come out and they'll do something hopefully to be able to get that to stop running.
Do you see that they'll be able to get it stop running?
Yeah, I was getting a yes, but you have to call them so you don't want to drain the battery because you'd have to get another battery then tomorrow. So I would call them immediately and tell them what the issue is, and you know they can come right out. Do you have a lot of gas in the car?
Yes. Also, there's a friend.
So I would turn it on intermittently because it charges the battery when it's on, maybe for a little while. But I would try to call them and ask, you know, like you need immediate assistance.
Yeah, and I've got a friend named Sam. Do you see him coming to help me tonight? He works till 1:30.
I thought possibly, but you can't wait till that long. I mean, it's only 8 o'clock here. I don't know. Are you Eastern Standard Time?
Yeah, yep.
You need assistance before that, hon.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
Mary?
Well, and Pat, what I'm doing with the cats is that the cats are, whoever they are, you know, I mean, these are cats because I see animals, but they're in a posse and they're coming to rescue you. I feel like you are going to get rescued. This is going to, they'll be coming tonight. So just hang in there. DC Love is right on.
Do you see if I'll be able to drive the car tomorrow?
Let's see.
That would, you know, depending on if you can get someone to get there and, you know, help you to stop the fan. Because if the car's not running and the fan is running, you're taking the charge from the battery.
Just wondering if you see anything regarding that.
I'm just kidding. If you can, you know, I would call them immediately, you know, and hopefully they come out relatively quick, you know.
Yeah, I agree with you ladies, too.
Yes, I wouldn't wait. I would just, you know, immediately get on the phone and call them, hon. Pat, you know?
Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you. Good luck with everything.
Thank you.
So, yeah, that's all. I hear the car is going to be in commission soon. So, I think you're going to be all right, and I'm going to pass it over to Mary.
Oh, I thought you guys were hearing what I said. I said that
No, I didn't hear you.
Oh my god!
I didn't either.
I was on mute. I thought you heard me.
I guess so.
Well,
yeah, no,
AAA. I agree with the AAA, and you know, the longer she waits, I mean, she should just get on the phone with AAA or someone that can assist.
Immediately, yeah, kind of
auto club,
right?
So that way, you know, she can be assisted, because that's I feel so bad. You know, especially when you buy a car, you don't expect that to happen, right? So
yeah.
Oh, and Amala is back on, so we can pick her up.
Hey, okay.
All right.
Hey. Amala,
hello.
You got disconnected. What happened there?
I don't know what happened. Mercury's in retrograde, so maybe.
Okay, that's what it is. Yeah. Well, it's so funny, Amala. I don't know if you were on, but every caller I picked up, they were not there. I was like, hello. Welcome to Angel Answers. Nobody was talking. So I was
okay,
ladies, I guess we're not going to have a show because nobody's talking.
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny.
So do you have a question for us this evening?
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm going through to a couple, you know, some drumming circles, and I'm doing a lot of releasing and sound healing. And the same token, I'm meeting some really great tribal, soul tribe people. So I'm just wondering, do you feel or sense me meeting somebody romantically now? I've just released a lot. This whole year has just been awesome in the sense of growth. So anything you've got.
Okay. So, Amala, it's Jan. I had seen a tiger in the tree when you were talking first, and now I'm seeing a lot of turquoise color, which is of the heart, and you're talking about love, so that makes perfect sense. But let me tell you about the tiger. It says to remain focused and be patient, and you'll soon receive a surprise that will help you achieve your goal more quickly than expected. And you will find a way of healing from a physical condition or an emotional disturbance very quickly, followed by a noticeable increase in vitality. Create a sacred space in your home that is completely yours, one where others may only enter with your permission, and take time to do the solitude in this space. You probably already do that. You'll soon be experiencing a surge of passion and power that will remain with you for some time. Get ready for a new adventure, one that may present some challenges, but will introduce you to some dramatic changes in your life. And it says you're naturally clairvoyant, the gift of prophecy, and you become stronger in this, and you're a healer, and your best vehicle of healing, it could be body work, and you work well at night. You're adventurous, powerful, and passionate. And so, yeah, I mean, that the tiger's one of my animals, so I totally relate to that. I love that. I love the tiger. But, the turquoise went right. I saw the turquoise immediately. And so that's, signifying the heart and passion and love and everything like that, healing also. So, I keep getting a two. So I'll be curious to see what the other ladies are saying. Two could be 2 months. I keep getting 2 months. That's what I'm getting. I could be totally wrong, but that's what I'm hearing right now, 2 months.
Okay.
So I'm going to pass it over to DC Love.
Beautiful. Thank you.
I love the reading. Oh, my gosh. And I just got a big, there's a big number two. Ginger just wrote a two in the clouds. So you're spot
you're
on
kidding.
With that. And Ginger was jumping up and down, and I'm sitting like in my kitchen. She's knocking stuff all over the place. So she's excited, Amala, because I feel like this is going to be a very spiritual person that you connect with.
Yeah, yeah.
Very, very spiritual. Yeah, I mean, it's beautiful. And she's saying, there's going to be more than one, so take your time and just enjoy yourself.
Okay.
And look for all the synchronicities that's going to happen in that, like in that time. Just be open, you know. But enjoy yourself. You don't have to rush.
Yes.
So I'm getting, you know, she's showing me. Yeah, you're going to really, you know, you're going to have an amazing, amazing love life. She's showing me.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's really beautiful. I said, can you give me a little bit more? Okay, so this person is going to have like a really beautiful earthy energy, you know, like a really, really strong presence, you know. I feel like either they have like maybe a little touch of gray hair or they have hair on the lighter end of the spectrum.
Okay.
So that's what she's showing me, like it's not dark hair, you know.
Okay.
It looks like it's on the lighter end of the spectrum, the hair. But you,
right.
Like I said, you've got to keep doing what you're doing and just get ready. Make sure you get ready for love. I don't know if you were with us from the beginning of the show, but I actually read a message about, like, getting ready for love.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So back in the archives and listen, you know, but this is your time. Ginger saying this is your time. So just make sure that you love yourself first and get ready for love, Amla. It's going to be wonderful.
Absolutely. That's what this year's about. It's a lot of adventure.
A lot of adventure. And just, you know what, like, show that person who you truly are, you know, every aspect of yourself, you know, and don't be afraid, because I do feel like, wow, like, this is, like, amazing. This is going to be an amazing time for you. You are doing, you know, a lot of really wonderful things to help yourself get ready.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, it started in August. Yeah, so that makes sense to me. It makes sense to me. It's just a lot of serendipitous. I think one of you said that. A lot of serendipitous things are happening. I actually met a friend literally by tripping. That was a month ago, and we were such good friends now. This girlfriend of mine. It's just like you can't make this stuff up. It's all spirit in action.
There's no other
way to describe it. Yeah, yeah.
But Ginger, major changes are coming, and she's saying, get ready for love. Like, right now, get yourself ready. So that's what I have. I'm so excited. I'm going to turn you over to Mary. Mary?
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you. Thanks, Mary.
Wow, that's so beautiful. I'm so excited and giddy for you, Amla. I actually got really super happy when the ladies were giving you that message. So I totally agree. I picked out the time card for you, and it's number 4. So it says, respect your feelings. It has a beautiful cup and a beautiful rose, which how much do we love roses? And it says, respect your feelings 4 weeks or 4 months. So I would go more on the 4 weeks. Instead of the 4 months, and I just got those. So that's what I have for you. And then I picked a postcard from Spirit for you, and this one fell out for you. It says, dear you, uncertainty is normal for the whole world. Things are changing at a rapid pace. The old ways we once trusted are no longer reliable. Yep. But leaving the familiar behind can be a when you are pushed to step into the unknown, you are pulled forward into discovering new possibilities that have been hidden in plain sight. Check in with your higher self. Your soul knows better than your small self. Have faith in the support of a higher power and the infinite potential for your life. Right now, the advice we have for you is this. Try something new. Do something different. You won't know how it feels, what it looks like, or what the outcome will be if you do not take the first step into the unknown and experience the unfamiliar. You'll be so glad you did, because the treasure will appear. We're so proud of you for being brave. You are so loved and so supported. And in the back of the card, there's a beautiful angel, and it says, celebrate life. So that is so beautiful. And that's exactly what you're doing, celebrating your life. And as you celebrate your life, that's exactly when you're going to bring in beautiful person, because right now you're loving yourself, right? You're taking care of yourself. You're releasing what doesn't serve you, you know, any emotions that are in there from previous relationships or whatever that you need to let go of. So that is so beautiful. I'm so happy for you, Emila. And I still have that smile on my face. So whoever it is going to bring you lots of happiness. And, you know, I'm not going to say complete you, because you are complete. No one completes another person. We are complete as we are. It's just you'll be like smiling more. and you're going to get lots of roses.
Oh, my God. That is so beautiful. I've never really had a boyfriend who's treated me well. And I think that's what this year's been about. As in order to get to the Mr. Right for me, I have to, you know, alleviate the old me and just, you know, unmask the masks that I've been wearing, so I can mirror, I could actually just, you know, be my bright and shiny self. And so that's how I feel now. Definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful. That's exactly
Thank you, right?
Just letting go that old you. Because that's what we're all doing right now, letting go our old self. And it's this new magical being. It's like a rebirth we're all going through.
Absolutely.
It's a metamorphosis that we're all going through right now. And we're just going to come out so beautiful and so vibrant. It's just it's just amazing what we're all co-creating. So listen to the replay, because we had some amazing, we talked about, I know I talked about meditating at 2 p.m. on Eastern Standard Time. Every Sunday, as a co-creation for everyone, you know, just envisioning what this world, creating, co-creating with spirit. And then DC had that beautiful message about love, you know, and she brought in the archangels. So, you know, just listen to the replay. You'd love it. And then Jen and her poems. So you can listen to all that. Thank you for calling, Emila. I'm so happy for you, and make sure you give a call back and let us know.
I will.
When that person is right there, which is like not more than 4 weeks away. So keep working.
My God,
on yourself.
That is like, that's absolutely, I'm ecstatic is the word. I'm just so, I'm just so excited. It really is coming together of, and it, you know what it is? And I'll let you guys go after this, but I'm just, you know, there's like all this time, it's like you always have to feel like you have to be your best. But when you're shining, and you guys all know this, you guys are soul sisters to me. You know, it just, it all just, if you're the beaming light, there's nothing really to do. You just are beaming.
Exactly.
And there's nothing for me to press anybody or anything like that. It's just, it just goes to, all together. It all just fits like a beautiful puzzle.
And I think that's
that's
similar to what I say. You know, it's like you got to be beaming, you got to that light, and then everything comes to you. Once you're beaming, that light is like, or radiating all that self-compassion, self-love, people attract to that aura. It's like you have such a beautiful like aura around you. It's just going to be like boom, you know. Like DC says, there's going to be more than one. So be ready.
So the one that I'm seeing now, Ginger's saying he's easy on the eyes.
It's beautiful. It's so beautiful. Yep. Oh, I'm so excited. I can't wait to call you back. I'll definitely call you back. And thank you, angels. Thank you, Ginger. Thank you, all of you. Oh, my goodness.
You're welcome.
I'm so excited.
God bless.
God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye. You too.
Okay,
bye.
Wow, how beautiful.
Great.
Oh, my gosh. She has such a
timing
beautiful
between
personality. And just her,
she does.
It's just so beautiful.
She really does. And the timing between us between the three of us, I think is kind of neat, even if it's not the exact same number, but the time, but it's so close, you know?
Yeah.
And that
yeah.
is amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah, I love that. Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
All right. So let's try to pick up this Skype caller and
okay. Great Skype client caller. Tonight too.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Welcome to Angel Answers.
Hello, ladies. This is Melissa, Colorado. And I listened to you before. I think this is my fourth time or third time. And I just love the way you express yourself. People feel good. Good, good energy.
Aw, thank you.
Nice.
Do you have a question for us this evening?
Yes, yes, beautiful ladies. I have a question, ladies. My question is, okay, I'm trying to get myself prepared and ready because I do work a lot and my schedule's never the same. Things like that. I'm sure y'all busy ladies, probably girlfriends, wives, mothers. Anyway, to make story short, my question is that I have a friend that he said something about coming, but he said it in another way. And do you see that friend coming over here, coming to my area, around my area, before the end of the year? He's around the Florida area. I'm Colorado.
He's in the pool. Wait a minute.
Sorry.
Do you see him coming?
You're
the fellow? The man?
Yeah, I'm a male friend. Male friend / colleague.
It's
a friend schedule. I think he's checking out the area. But he might move. Go ahead.
He might move there too?
I'm not sure if like for work or like to get a new job or something like that. I don't know. But he mentioned something about like he's looking for a lot of opportunities for work. But I have something going on. What do you see? Do you see him coming to you?
I think he's coming to visit. I think he's coming out to. Has he made plans for the visit yet? Do you know the timing of that? Has he talked about it, October or something?
Ladies, that's beautiful. Look how good you are. He did say something about coming. He said, I'm going to be coming to the next state above you. But that's kind of weird because I said, oh, you have a job interview there or something? And he said, no, I'm just going to go over there. And so that's kind of stupid because I kind of gave it away. but think about it. This is more like a friendship / like a business / a friend thing. But do you actually see him like actually arriving? I think he's gonna surprise me.
Is he from? I mean, I just hear that October he might be coming to visit, is what I keep hearing. Is he from another? Where is he from? Just out of curiosity.
Oh, he's in the Florida area.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
he's in the country.
United States. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Florida. I feel like he's coming. I keep getting October, but I'm getting the dog. I see the dog here, and it says, keep your faith strong no matter what's going on in your life. It's important for you to volunteer for some purely in the spirit of service. Remain determined and resolute. Show your love and appreciation in creative ways to the people you're closest to. Give loyalty to those you cherish, of course. And let's see. You're very loyal to your friends and work and community. You do your best work when you serve humanity. And you thrive when you're living and working around groups of people. And when someone needs something, you're the quickest to respond. That's just a dog that I see around you. It's a brown and white dog. It looks like a boxer. And it looks like, yep. Do you have a boxer? I mean, do you know of a boxer?
I did once 4 years ago. I love my dog. Yeah. But he's still alive with his owner. He was a playful dog with balls. He likes balls.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
That's neat.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I'd like to hear what the other ladies have to say, too, but I really am getting October. I may be totally wrong. And I keep hearing that he's coming for a visit. I do feel like he's going to come. I feel like you are going to see him. And he may be one way or the other. Either you go there to the other state that he's coming to, or he comes to you. I think you're going to have more conversation about it. So, and you just go ahead and ask him. You know, like, are you coming here, or do I need to go there, or what? You know what I mean? Just, you could go ahead and ask him about it. But I did hear visit. And so I'm just going to leave you with that. And I think I'm hearing it's very positive. It's a very positive visit too. And so, yeah, and I keep seeing pink roses also. So I'm going to pass it over to DC Love and see what she says.
Yeah, Jan, what I was getting, I just, like, as we're connecting right now with our caller, I don't feel like they're both on the same page. There's confusion with one of them. And I feel it's him. There's like, he's sort of like in a state of confusion. And he's just, I don't think he's ready for like a relationship at this point. I feel like the energy like right now is like really stagnant. And like I said, there's, you know, maybe, you know, between the time that he comes and now, if you have like an open mind of communication and start talking, that could make a difference. But right now, I just feel like there's something off right now. Like I said, maybe he doesn't know what he wants. So I don't feel like at this point that there's, you know, there's anything like substantial coming in. But like I said, if you open the line of communications and you could have like nice, beautiful talks in the interim and really, you know, mm-hmm. tell him what's in your heart and everything, you know, that might make a difference. But right now, like I said, as it stands, I just feel like you're on two different pages. There's some like elements of, you know, the two of you coming together that are just not, you know, falling into place at this time. So how much do you know about each other?
A lot. We've been talking for 2 years, but we had a little bit of disagreement. So you got it right, but we are healing the friendship. And I think like the lady said, my guts keep telling me yes, that he's coming to visit because to heal the relationship. You're right about that part. Just friends of friendship.
I just think being stuck.
It's wrong.
Yeah. But, I mean, you both have to just, like, if you feel like you want to, you know, start a relationship, you both have to be, like, all in, you know?
You're right.
If you have, you know, you each have your own part to do, you know? And it's sort of like you've got to watch to you've got whatever you want in him, you've got to have, like, you've got to show him in yourself is what I'm getting. You've got to sort of be a mirror for him to see what you're looking for, if that makes sense to you.
Yes, that's very right.
Okay. So it is going to, like I said, it's to take time to build something. It's just not there right now. And that's what I'm getting. Like it's not, you're not at that point right now. I'm not saying that you can't be down the line, but right now you've got to work on yourself and he's got to work on himself. And then, you know, the possibility of coming together, you know, and a relationship happening would be a lot better. But I do feel like there's change, there's growth, and there's new beginnings for you, okay?
That's beautiful.
Thank you. Mary?
And I want to butt in real quick. Melissa, I felt the same way that DC. I only saw what I'm feeling. It was just a friendship. That's what I meant. I felt friendship, but I feel that it can be. I feel that you two can, you know, resurrect your friendship here, like you say you're doing now, and
So I agree with DC totally on that. But I wasn't feeling a love affair here either myself at this time.
Well, I've also,
but it doesn't mean,
and,
it doesn't,
hawk,
huh?
There's a hawk flying in now into the situation. What does that mean?
A what?
There's a hawk coming into the situation.
Oh, hawk.
A hawk?
Ooh,
yeah.
I love hawk.
So what does that mean? Yeah, what does
okay,
that mean
hold
in,
on.
Like,
let's see. Let's see what hawk can share on this. Yeah, that's cool. Let's see here. Hold on a second. They make the pages where you can't see at all. You can barely see the numbers. So it takes me a little while. Sorry. I'm almost there. Hawk is one of my husband's totems, so it's very powerful. And it means it's a clear eye view of things. It's very, hold on. You're caught up in too many details is what it says. So step back so you can get a greater perspective on the situation. Stay alert and focused on the task before you, eliminating as many distractions as possible. Spend some time observing and studying the situation, and when it's time for action, make it quick and decisive. Pay close attention to your surroundings as you're about to receive an important message. Be aware of any personal or psychic attacks and be prepared to defend yourself. Stop trying to change others or the situation, and work instead of accepting things as they are. And that's interesting. And you're very good at interpreting signs and omens from the natural world, and they come in as a blessing or a warning. And you easily flow with the movements of life and don't typically get your feathers ruffled unless you need to defend yourself in some way. And you're very effective at taking care of and protecting your home and family. You are a freedom-loving individual and difficult to tie down. But when you do mate, you're very faithful and dependable. You're very insightful. People come to you for sage counsel and advice. Wow, that's a great, that's such a cool animal. So there you go.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Yep.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wonderful.
Thank you. And as you were saying that, I saw a brown and white dog like walking by.
That's the dog I saw.
I get it. Oh my God, don't make me laugh. Oh my goodness. All right, I'm going to turn it over to Mary. Mary?
Yeah.
Cool.
Hi. Hello. Hi, it's Mary. I got 3 weeks, which makes it October, same as Jan. So what I got, and then I picked a postcard from Spirit for you for just a general message because they wanted to give you this message, and it says, "Dearest you, even though life seems now to be moving full steam ahead, it's a time to rest. Allow ideas to flow through you and take root in your heart before they reach your mind. Honor this process by becoming empty to allow for inspiration and the magic of dreaming. You might feel lazy or unproductive, but we know better. Just as sleep is a way to recharge before renewal, so are you in a time for dreaming. In this powerful process of co-creation, your soul merges with spirit in a profound way. You can receive your music directly from source and play your part in the symphony of life. You are inspired to bear witness to the great creation and tune into what others can't hear. We have so many dreams to share with you in the sacred and the invisible. Don't worry, we will wake you up when it's time to return with a new dream. No need to set an alarm clock. Loving you always. You are love in the back of the card. So just remembering you are love, Lisa.
That's beautiful. That is so beautiful.
Oh, I'm glad it resonated, that card. Because I was like, it's not her question, but they guided me to give you that card. So it was something you needed to hear that, you know, Source is really helping you. And, you know, this is a time to recharge before the renewal occurs. You know, there's a renewal in your life happening. A rebirth for everyone, right? As we mentioned earlier, it's we're all going through this metamorphosis. And, you know, it's just allowing it to all fall in place, you know, letting go of the wheel. Like I've done, I just dropped the wheel. I'm letting God take the wheel for me. So thank you so much, Melissa, for calling. I'm going to place you on hold, and we're going to pick up another caller. So thank you.
Thank you. Very interesting. I love animals. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That's healing. Thank you.
Wow.
Wow, that was beautiful. That was
awesome. Yeah.
Really cool.
Okay. Well, okay, let's pick our next caller. Area code 904, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, it's Tracy.
Hi, Tracy. Do you have a question for the angels tonight?
I do. I wanted to know, I'm having an issue with insurance and mortgage companies. I want to know how you see that going.
Okay.
Please.
So Tracy, it's
okay.
It's Jan. And I'm getting the owl very powerfully here, so let me see what owl has to say. Okay, let me see here. Let's get this in the light so I can see it. Here it is. And so Al goes, meditate in silence and in darkness for a few minutes each evening for the next few days and see what is revealed to you. Be alert to any deception on the part of others, whether they're aware of it or not. Look closely behind any guises that they may wear. This is a particularly ripe period to tap in to the fount of intuitive wisdom that's available to you. Quietly observe your environment, watching and listening for signs and omens that will give you answers to any questions that you have. Now is a particularly significant time for prophecy, and you will see, hear, and feel events before they happen. And your most creative time now is at night, and set aside time at night to do projects. If you're facing a difficult decision, one that is considerable consequences, you want to make the decision that will reap the best benefits for all concerned. And you typically see what others don't see, and you hear what others don't hear. You know that the owl is a very psychic animal. And you're an old soul and have an inherent wisdom and continues to expand as you mature. And you're very sensitive to others. One of your greatest gifts is being able to see the future. You're able to contact the spirit world through your clairvoyance and clairaudience. Wow. So, yeah. You're at this particular time with the owl next to you, you can foresee a lot of things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, tap into that which you probably normally already can, but with the owl around you, that it just enhances it more. As far as the insurance goes, I'm just seeing the owl is like really, really in front of me, and I'm getting deception. So,
oh yeah,
I'm getting. Is that what's going on? Because that's the word. Those are the words I'm getting for you with
it
the
is.
Insurance.
It is.
Okay.
It is.
Yeah. And
that's what they're
I feel
good
like
at anyway.
The owl. I feel like the owl is really trying to tell you to be very careful here, and to read the fine print and to really watch what's going on with this insurance. That's mostly what I'm getting, and but I'm I think, and then I'm getting also you have other options. So I don't know. You might want to think about those other options, which is what the owl is showing me too. So are you stuck with this insurance? Are you stuck in a what do you call it?
I'm in a hard spot. So.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't think it's going to be forever, because the owl say you're going to have those other options coming. So that's what I'm getting.
Okay. I'm trying.
So, yeah. What's that?
I'm trying to weigh my options, but you know it's. I would have to go to on a federal level at this point, so I'm
okay.
Weighing my I put the initiated something, so because I have to fight.
Okay. Well, I just want you to hang in there and don't get too discouraged, you know, because I don't feel like you're going to have to do this forever, is what I'm getting from the owl.
No, it's not something that's forever, but for the present moment, you know, it
yeah.
seems like
well,
forever.
It does. It feels very deceptive to me.
Yeah.
So hang in there and do whatever you can to, when you get the next chance to change it, to do something, you know, to get out, or you might have to just wait it through how many months you're involved, you know, what your contract says to be involved with them, and then get out of it.
Okay.
So I wish you luck, and I hope you call back to let us know how it goes, and I think DC Love will have more info for you here. But
all right,
thank
you.
You got the owl, so you've got a good animal
yeah.
with you.
Okay,
yes.
Yes, Tracy, I agree everything that Jan said. I mean, it was
mm-hmm.
right on point. And I was just getting it would resolve itself a little bit easier were to surrender the situation, surrender
mm-hmm.
the need to control the situation, let go and let God, and imagine that, you know, the situation is resolved just the way you want it to be. Visualize it. I kept seeing the number 5, so I don't know if that, it could be like, you know, 5 weeks, 5 months, but I was seeing the 5, like all over the place.
Okay.
So I do feel
okay.
like if you could try, you know, visualizing, you know, it's already done with. You don't have to worry about it anymore, because otherwise, it's just filling you with all of these emotions and everything that's just going to keep you like where you are, okay? It's going to take
mm-hmm.
a little while. As Jan said, I do feel like it eventually, you know, it will eventually work out, okay?
Okay.
But in the meantime, take some time for yourself and just, you know, if you go for a walk or whatever, leave the situation in the house. Don't bring it with you. You need these little mini breaks so that you can go forward. Okay, the angels are with you, and they have a way of, like, I'm seeing Archangel Metatron. He has this Metatron's cube, which is also called a Merkaba, and he plays with time. So he can actually make time move a lot faster than it would move here, like on the Earth. He could help and sort of, like, make the time a little faster. Okay, so just believe that, you know, you're worthy to have this resolved in your favor, and allow the angels to come in and help you, hon, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Because I really feel like it's going to take, like, a little bit of time, but, you know, when you let go and you let God, you're saying, you know what, I believe, I trust, and I'm allowing myself to, you know, release this, and I want to heal. I don't want to hold on to all of these feelings that I'm having. And release the judgment about the situation. Once you let go and you let God, it's no longer yours to worry about. Okay?
True, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That will help you to move forward faster and to really feel, you know, to feel healthy and good.
Okay.
The angels know that we live on Earth and, you know, we need to have money to pay bills and, you know, different things. So just allow yourself to have abundance that's coming your way, because I do see, you know, abundance, you know, is ready to come your way.
Okay.
So don't worry, okay?
Okay,
God
thank
bless,
you.
And I'm going to turn you over to
well.
Mary.
Okay.
Hi. Mary.
Hello.
Tracy. Hi. So I totally agree with everything the ladies are saying, and they wanted me to give you a card from Spirit for you, and it says, "Dear you, there is always more than one side to an argument. Two sides, if not more, to every story, and hundreds of ways to be right, be different, be at odds, and so on. Today we suggest that instead of looking for differences, you find a meeting place of agreement and approach this experience with understanding and compassion. Seek common ground to understand how another person thinks or how an alternate plan might be laid. Stay out of judgment too. Observe, discern, but accept that others have different stories, experiences, and journeys, and some people might refuse to remain open to another's point of view. No matter what, you've been presented with a great opportunity to explore a new way of doing things. Once common ground is reached, you're attracting people and situations that will enrich your life and bring you wonderful things to learn. We love you so much." And in the back, it says, "Take flight. Ready to fly." Tracy. And then
cool.
I was trying to pick a card of time for you, and the one that came out was the Alpha and Omega. You are free in the choice of the moment. That's the Alpha and Omega. There's no meaning to that card. I guess that's a card of, I don't know. I know it's an amazing card to get, the Alpha and Omega. So
the beginning and the end, yeah.
Yeah, I
okay.
feel like it's the yin. Yeah, I think that's what it is, and maybe that's why there's no meaning in my little book. I'm like, okay, what does it mean? But it actually is saying you are free in the choice of the moment, you know. So I believe as long as you stay, you know, really grounded, like DC said, and just like let go and let God, you know, and send love to a lot of the whole situation, right? Because once you send love, love comes back to you. You know, that's how I feel. I mean, I've learned that from DC in many situations. You know, like I've been frustrated and she's like, just pray and send love and, you know, things resolve in miraculous ways when you send love. But when you keep, you know, thinking about negatively, we're creating more to be negative about, you know, so it's just creating harmony in the whole situation. So yeah, let go and let God, and everything's gonna work out. I see it working out for you, Tracy, so don't worry.
Okay, thank you.
You're so welcome, and God bless, and have a great one.
You as well.
Okay.
That was beautiful,
ladies.
Mary.
Wow.
Yeah, was.
That was really beautiful.
Thank you. You ladies, we're walking tonight. Okay,
but even
so
like with the Alpha and Omega, that refers to Jesus. You know, he's the beginning and the end. And, you know, and I was, you know, like Tracy, just let go, you know.
Oh, my gosh, that's beautiful.
Yep.
Yeah, because we're plane, we're here, and we have a limited view of everything. Whereas, you know, from where God is, you know, he could see everything. But for us, we're limited. So the Alpha and the Omega is like spot on.
Wow, that's so beautiful. I love that.
Yeah, absolutely amazing.
Oh, that's great. Well,
yeah.
We have a short time. We can take our last caller and then, you know, call it a night. So are you ladies ready?
Yeah.
Sure.
It's
perfect.
A beautiful night, too.
Yes. Area code 612. Yes. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name? Hello, 612.
I guess they fell asleep. Okay.
Well, it's happened to every call so far.
I know. Well, ladies, we don't have any other callers except for the last one. So I guess we can, you know, say goodnight and thank you.
I think, ladies, what a great evening. It was absolutely amazing.
Oh, yeah.
It was so fantastic. It was so beautiful.
Was so synchronistic and wow.
It was. Beautiful. My goodness.
Yeah.
Really
beautiful. Yeah. No, the cards of time were like just confirming everything you guys were saying. So I love that.
Well, and you know too, like the new energy, it comes in on the 15th, the new moon's energy. So I think that's affecting like the calls and different things. The energy was a little crazy.
Yeah.
And I was, now I'm like, Amala had sent me one of her t-shirts and I was just like going through clothes and I saw the t-shirt and I thought of Amala and I'm thinking, my gosh, I haven't spoken to her in such a long time. And here she calls in like this. So
wow.
That was really
so beautiful.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I have to say telepathy is coming in very strong because that's how it's been.
It is.
That's how it's been. Telepathy is like, it's so great.
Yeah.
And that's how we're going to be able to communicate eventually, you know, is telepathically.
Definitely.
So that's going to be beautiful. Yeah. Yeah. Just like in, I guess, the old days or whatever. Before telephone.
Yeah.
Before
you know, it's
well,
really
it's
funny.
Happening. We're already doing it. I think our group, a lot of us are already doing it with so many, you know, we are.
Yeah.
It's going to get more, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Mhm. It's so beautiful.
And I have, you know what, I have this one gentleman that he likes to argue with his father through me when I connect. You know, that's so funny. I mean, the father's not there, and he goes, does he know I'm not, like, I'm doing the opposite of what he wants me to do? I said, yeah. And then all of a sudden I just yelled at him. You know, you've been stubborn as a child and you're still stubborn as an adult, you know? I'm not going to do this today.
Oh,
and then
wow.
He just, but his dad came, like, and he's just like, I can feel like, oh, my gosh, like he's felt like he's being scolded. I'm like, oh, my goodness, you know?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not getting them in the middle of a fight with your father, you know? My goodness.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
It's funny because the father wants to help. The father, you know, sees things from a, you know, a better vantage point, of course, and could actually help him. But I guess he's, like, so darn stubborn. And it must have hit, like, it must have rang, you know, the truth for him because he just put his head down. You know, I'm like, oh, my goodness. I said, done. We're done. Your dad's not talking to you right now.
Yeah.
It was just so
cool.
Yeah, the energy is phenomenal.
Yeah, the energy is amazing. So just a reminder for the callers, you know, to set your intentions. Tomorrow is the new moon. It's about setting intentions of what it is that you want to create. So, you know, or bring into your life. So I'll be posting something online on Facebook and into Instagram just to kind of help people, you know, practice that on the new moon. And obviously we all know that the full moon is about releasing. It's great. And ladies, have you guys been getting a lot of angel numbers? Because, I mean, my angels are like, wow. I mean, I have a list of like 20 numbers for today.
Yeah, they're
really?
They're just like all over.
Yeah. I've noticed it more, Mary, that I've been getting them a lot more lately. So that's funny you mention that because that is so true.
Yeah, I think that's a message for you. Just look them up and see what they're trying to tell you. Because I know that they've been giving me some different numbers, you know, instead of the usual. I still get the 11s and 11-11s. But now mm-hmm. they're giving me the 4-8s, like 5-7, 5-7, 1-5, 1-5, like different ones.
Ooh.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, I love it.
Wow.
So I love it because I already knew all the other ones. So they're like, okay, we're going to have to change it up because she's not looking up the meaning anymore. So let's give her something else.
you know what? I think because the three of us tonight, I just got the number 3, just like popped in. And that resonates with the Holy Trinity and also communication, creativity, intuition. And this is like a really big cycle of energy, but it's just a single number 3.
It is.
Great. That's really
neat. I love the 3.
Yeah.
I really love that 333 that I get often. I'm not sure if I get
traveling
that today. Huh?
Are you thinking about traveling?
I'm actually traveling to New York. Do you see anything good?
Travel. I just saw travel, you know.
Yeah, I have to go there for my doctor's appointments.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. So I'll still have the show next week. We'll still have the show, but, you know, I'll be somewhere else. But, yeah, we can still have the show. If everybody's okay with that.
If you feel lucky.
I am traveling, so that's
if
good. And I feel more travels coming besides this one. I mean, I feel like this one is just for doctors, but there is traveling coming. I feel it. I feel it really big. Like, I'm going to be traveling a lot. I feel it. Wow. I'm so glad you picked that up because it's in the plan.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah. Well, ladies, it was such a great show. So very synchronistic. I'm so glad you guys came on with me. And we had a fabulous night. Thank you. I wanted to say thank you to all the callers that called. We were able to pick up everyone except the 612 number because they didn't talk. I think they snoozed. But, you know, we'll pick them up next week. But, you know, God bless everyone. Thank you again, ladies. I love you so much. Thank you for all the guidance, all the help.
Thank you again.
All the assistance.
Yeah.
And
thank you both.
Like DC says, angel blessings to everyone.
Yeah.
What a great night.
Thank you, Mary.
Yes, thank
everyone.
You.
It's a fantastic night. Love you both. Bye-bye. Thank
you
so much, too.
Good night.
Night.